If you're a pregnant woman, just about anywhere in the world, you'll face a critical question at a critical moment. When your labor pains begin, how will you get to the hospital in time to give birth? In rural India, there often is not an easy answer, at least there wasn't. As part of Ninth Month, our weekly look at pregnancy and childbirth across the globe, Ritu Chatterjee has this story.
In a remote village in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh, a modest concrete house stands on the side of a dirt path. Inside, Savitri Jatav tends to her family. My sons were all born here, she says. They were delivered in this very room. All three sons, she adds. Savitri is in her 40s. She says women here have always delivered at home. The nearest hospital is only about 6 miles away. But that's a long way off in these parts, where roads are bad and transportation options few. Dr. Govind Singh is a senior administrator at the big government hospital in the region, in the district of Shivpuri.
Maternal
mortality in this region used to be about 400. That means for every 100,000 women who gave birth, 400 sacrificed their lives.
He says most women died of preventable causes, like excessive bleeding, infections, or obstructed labor.
The majority of women never made it to the hospital. Some villages are nearly 80 miles away from here, with no roads, no means of transportation.
But today, women have a far higher chance of surviving their pregnancy. That's because in 2007, the government of Madhya Pradesh, with the help of UNICEF, started a free ambulance service just for pregnant women. It's called Janani Express. Janani means mother. And the service transports pregnant women and new mothers from their villages to health facilities and back. The ambulances are located across the region. They're dispatched by a call center based here at the Shivpuri Hospital.
Hello, call center, Shivpuri.
The center is just a small square room on the first floor of the hospital, staffed by one person at any given time. The dispatcher takes a call and then finds an ambulance closest to the caller through an online tracking system. He then contacts the driver of the vehicle. On this day, the driver is Suresh Karan. He's at a hospital in a little town called Pohari, and he's been told to go pick up a woman in labor. Karan doesn't waste time and is on his way. He's headed to a village called Nanora. That's where Savitri Jatav lives. She's the woman who delivered her three sons at home. And in fact, it's her daughter-in-law who's in labor, waiting for the ambulance. The ambulance is nothing but a small, beat-up looking van with two long seats on either side. There's no medical equipment, just a first aid kit under one of the seats for deliveries that might happen in transit. When we reach Nanora, Karan parks the ambulance in the village square. A few minutes later, a group of women approaches the ambulance. Among them is 21-year-old Lali Jatav. She's a slight woman, hardly 5 feet tall. Her pregnant belly protrudes through the pleats of her sari. Her face is contorted in pain. Her steps slow and unsteady. Lali climbs into the back of the ambulance, lies down on one of the seats. She's joined by an aunt, her husband, and a village health worker to accompany her. The atmosphere inside the ambulance is tense. Lali's uncomfortable and sits up. Her aunt puts an arm around her, reminding her to breathe, and reassuring her that she's going to be fine. 20 minutes later, we reach the hospital and Lali is led to the delivery room. In a couple of hours, Lali gives birth to a healthy daughter. Mother and daughter will remain at the hospital for the next 2 days before returning home. Dr. Gagan Gupta is a health specialist with UNICEF India and helped launch Janani Express. He says the program started with a fleet of 35 ambulances in two districts.
And now we have this transport network across the entire state with nearly 1,000 ambulances providing 24/7 services.
He says last year alone, 1 million pregnant women used the ambulance service. And that's led to a dramatic rise in the number of institutional deliveries.
Previously, 3 out of 10 women were delivering in hospitals. Now nearly 9 out of 10 women are delivering in the hospitals. and there has been a sharp decline in the maternal mortality.
The success of Janani Express has led other states to start similar services, all funded by the Indian government. It's part of a broad effort to improve maternal health around the country. The ambulance service alone is no silver bullet, admits Gupta. But he says it's made a difference. And people in villages agree. Back in Nanora, Lali, the new mother, is home, lying on a cot holding a two-day-old baby. Her mother-in-law runs around doing chores while stopping by Lali's bed now and then to beam at her new granddaughter. Times have changed for our daughters-in-law, Savitri says, thinking back on the time she gave birth to her sons at home. It's a lot more convenient now, she says. For the world, I'm Ritu Chatterjee, Nanora, India.